This is 780, and Royal Life Saving has released their annual stats and breakdowns of water safety around the country, but particularly here in Tasmania. Let's have a chat with Boyd Grice, who's Surf Life Saving Tasmania's operations manager. Hello, mate. How are you going?
Good, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. So I got the stats that were sent out relating to Tasmania. So we had, unfortunately, 7 drowning deaths in Tassie, 17% increase on the previous year, but overall it's a decrease on the 10-year average.
Yes, that's correct. You know, this report's put out by Royal Life Saving and Surf Life Saving. It's a joint report that is put together each year. So, yes, this is across all areas, but those stats that you're just talking about there are across the Surf Life Saving, the coastal drownings rather than the pools and stuff. So there was 13 drownings in total in the state, but 6 of those were coastal drownings that fall under the National Coastal Safety Report.
Well, that's tragic. 13?
So, yeah, well, there's 13 across the board. Six coastal drownings. 4 of those were coastal drowning deaths that, and as you said, they do fall below the national average. None of those deaths actually were at any beaches patrolled by surf lifesavers, so it is outside of that, so they're boating accidents and other things like that as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. Just a reminder to swing between the flags, and we're in springtime now, and it won't be too long before summer's on us and people will be hitting the beaches, and, you know, it's not too hard to do the right thing, is it?
No, that's 100% correct. We've got about 15 surf life-saving clubs around the state that are patrolling beaches. Everything is on Beach Safe, so get the app, look on the web, bring up Beach Safe. It'll show you where the patrol beaches and that are. And our biggest point out of this, as always, is stop, look and plan. You know, stop, have a look before you jump in the water. See if you can see any issues in the water before you actually go and run in. And that's, you know, mostly very important for, especially if you've got kids, that you pull up into the car park and the kids jump out of the car and run straight down into the water with not doing any checks or anything. So that's one of our biggest concerns.
Yeah, I also saw in your press release, just talking of kids, because of COVID restrictions over the last 12 to 18 months, a lot of kids haven't had the opportunity to go to their local swim school.
Yeah, look, that's correct. And that's, you know, that's, I think that the data on that is a little bit light on at the moment. That'll be the issues that will come up over the ensuing years, when hopefully the work that Royal are doing in that area will actually help get more people, more kids moving forward. So the ones that have missed out on those early years of learning to swim will be picked up during their campaigns and that they're running at the moment as the country moves forward out of COVID. But it hasn't been as big an issue in Tassie for that. We haven't had that many closures of those swim schools. I know from my own personal, I've got a couple of grandkids that are going to learn to swim lessons, and they've continued on right through the pandemic. But certainly in other states around Australia and, you know, Victoria, you know, they've been closed, just over 200 days out of the last 12 months. So, there's some real issues there.
Another stat that really stands out, 80% of those who drowned, male.
We're not a good number, are we?
No.
We're the risk takers. That 20 to 34 year age group is the biggest risk takers out there. So trying to educate those people, that's got to be done early. Once they get to, you know, into their late teens and that, we're all bulletproof, aren't we?
Yeah.
And clearly we're not. It shows up in our stats, especially. May not seem cool to wear a life jacket, but, you know, we know that one of the main things that save lives when you go boating. So just encouraging everybody to, especially males, to take care.
Yeah, and not necessarily, you know, going out to sea in boats and whatever, just taking unnecessary risks when you're, like, swimming in a local waterhole or a creek or a stream.
That's exactly right. It's just those risk-taking activities that happen. I think it'd be good if we can sort of educate a little bit more around those age groups of that 20 to 35, and it's 60 to 69 as well are the other ones that are getting into trouble. A lot of that is around not knowing their capability. And, you know, as a nearly 60-year-old now, I know that I can't do what I used to do in my 30s. So we just need to be wary of that.
For more mature men who have late teenage sons and, you know, that 20-year age bracket, 20 to 30, which, you know, generally are the risk takers, I think it's incumbent upon male parents to just remind their sons in particular, you're not bulletproof, and if you're going out in the water, just do the right thing.
That's exactly right. It's whether they're going out on paddle craft, on boats, or swimming, or any of the other activities, you know, the windsurfers and all sorts of things. So it's all of those things is just making sure that people are aware, and especially those males. And as you said, I think it's incumbent on us older men to encourage and educate those younger ones coming through, learn from our mistakes. You know, I don't know about you, Darren, but I've certainly done things that look back on now and I think, geez, I don't know how I survived that. So hopefully we can educate our kids moving forward.
Yeah. All right, keep up the good work. Thanks for having a yarn.
No dramas at all. Thanks, Darren.
Okay, Boyd Grice is Surf Life Saving Tasmania's Operations Manager.